Chapter 181. I see everything. That's why I don't like new places. If I'm in a place I know, like home or school or the bus or the shop or the street, I've seen almost everything in it beforehand, and all I have to do is look at the things that have changed or moved. For example, one week the Shakespeare's Globe poster had fallen down in the classroom at school, and you could tell because it had been put back slightly to the right, and there were three little circles of blue tack stain on the wall down the left-hand side of the poster. And the next day someone had graffitied Crow Aptok to lamppost 437 in our street, which is the one outside number 35. But most people are lazy. They never look at everything. They do what is called glancing, which is the same word for bumping off something and carrying on in almost the same direction. For example, when a snooker ball glances off another snooker ball. And the information in their head is really simple. For example, if they're in the countryside, it might be 1. I'm standing in a field that is full of grass. 2. There are some cows in the fields. 3. It's sunny with a few clouds. 4. There are some flowers in the grass. 5. There's a village in the distance. 6. There's a fence at the edge of the field and it has a gate in. And then they'd stop noticing anything because they'd be thinking something else, like, oh, it's very beautiful here, or I'm worried that I might have left the gas cooker on, or I wonder if Julie has given birth yet. This is really true, because I asked Siobhan what people thought about when they looked at things, and that's what she said. But if I'm standing in a field in the countryside, I notice everything. For example, I remember standing in a field on Thursday, 15th June 1994, because Father and Mother and I were driving to Dover to get a ferry to France, and we did what Father called taking the scenic route, which means going by little roads and stopping for lunch in a pub garden. And I had to stop to go for a wee, and I went into a field with cows in, and after I'd had a wee, I stopped and looked at the field, and I noticed these things. 1. There are 19 cows in the field, 15 of which are black and white, and 4 of which are brown and white. 2. There's a village in the distance, which has 31 visible houses and a church with a square tower and not a spire. 3. There are ridges in the field, which means that in medieval times it was what's called a ridge and furrow field, and people who lived in the village would have a ridge each to do farming on. 4. There's an old plastic bag from Asda in the hedge, and a squashed Coca-Cola can with a snail on, and a long piece of orange string. 5. The northeast corner of the field is highest, and the southwest corner is lowest. I had a compass because we were going on holiday and I wanted to know where Swindon was when we got in France. And the field is folded downwards slightly along the line between these two corners, so that the northwest and southeast corners are slightly lower than they would be if the field was a flat inclined plane. 6. I can see 3 different types of grass and 2 colours of flowers in the grass. 7. The cows are mostly facing uphill. And there were 31 more things in this list of things I noticed, but Siobhan said I didn't need to write them all down. And it means that it's very tiring if I'm in a new place, because I see all these things. And if someone asked me afterwards what the cows looked like, I could ask which one, and I could do a drawing of them at home and say that a particular cow had particular patterns on it. And I realised that I told a lie in chapter 13 because I said I cannot tell jokes. Because I do know 3 jokes that I can tell and I understand, and one of them's about a cow. And Siobhan said I didn't have to go back and change what I wrote in chapter 13 because it doesn't matter, because it's not a lie, just a clarification. And this is the joke. There are 3 men on a train. One of them is an economist, and one of them is a logician, and one of them is a mathematician. And they've just crossed the border into Scotland. I don't know why they're going to Scotland. And they see a brown cow standing in a field from the window of the train, and the cow is standing parallel to the train. And the economist says, look, the cows in Scotland are brown. And the logician says, no, there are cows in Scotland of which one, at least, is brown. And the mathematician says, no, there is at least one cow in Scotland of which one side appears to be brown. And it's funny, because economists are not real scientists, and because logicians think more clearly, but mathematicians are best. And when I'm in a new place, because I see everything, it's like when a computer is doing too many things at the same time, and the central processor unit is blocked up, and there isn't any space left to think about other things. And when I'm in a new place, and there are lots of people there, it's even harder, because people are not like cows and flowers and grass, and they can talk to you and do things that you don't expect, so you have to notice everything that is in the place, and also you have to notice things that might happen as well. And sometimes, when I'm in a new place and there are lots of people there, it's like a computer crashing, and I have to close my eyes and put my hands over my ears and groan, which is like pressing Ctrl-Alt-Delete and shutting down programs and turning the computer off and rebooting so that I can remember what I'm doing and where I'm meant to be going. And that's why I'm good at chess and maths and logic, because most people are almost blind and they don't see most things, and there's lots of spare capacity in their heads, and it's filled with things which aren't connected and are silly, like I'm worried that I might have left the gas cooker on.